50. He's got a 720 PS, mostly from his on-base percentage. Breaking ball low for ball number two, a 2-2 count. He's reaching base at a 402 clip this year, and he's got 16 RBIs, no home runs on the season. Trying to drive in some more RBIs. He swings and fouls one back. That bounces back into the field of play after reaching foul territory. So still a 2-2 count. And with Dom Rodriguez on deck, Trevor Moik really feels like he needs to get this out. Worth noting, we do have a final score in another game, as I'll get that to you in a second. This one smoked foul down the left field line, so still a 2-2 count. Mentioned it earlier, it's a tight race up top. Madison and Green Bay are playing a doubleheader today. Madison, the team that Wausau is tied with, and the Mallards just took game one of the doubleheader, 7-6 in the eighth inning. An extra innings one, as it's a seven-inning game. Fly ball out towards left field, and it's caught. The throw coming in by Mike Monum is going to be cut off, and that keeps runners where they're at. So a normal fly out from Braden Mazzucano, and it brings up Dom Rodriguez to the plate with the bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the first. Still 1-0, the lead for the Woodchucks. And Dom Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty match between him and Moik. Pitch count as well, as the first pitch is low. Ball number one, 1-0 the count, and Rodriguez, he's hoping to keep things rolling along, but like I mentioned, the pitch count getting up there for Moik, that was his 31st of the inning. 1-0 count coming home. That one misses outside and gets a win. Here comes the run home and the throw back. No tag applied, as it's a wild pitch that allows everyone to advance. Sorry, pat ball on that one, as Dylan Schlotterbeck goes to third. Max Solis goes to second, and CSJ, Christian Smith Johnson, comes home to score. It's now 2-0, the lead for the Woodchucks. 2-0 count to Dom Rodriguez as well, and the pitch from Moik, a breaking ball, is a little bit too far. And Rodriguez, I mean, he's been a great batter this year, batting .344 in 41 games. He's got 6 home runs and 43 RBIs, as the pitch here is called for a strike, 3-1 the count. So I was wondering if he was going to go and just show off the swing, but decided just to watch it. 3-1 the count now, though, and if he sees a pitch he likes, he'll certainly try and put it into play. 3-1, breaking ball inside, ball number 4, and the bases are once again loaded. Fourth walk of the game for Trevor Moik, and with that, it's 35 pitches, so Moik will not be coming back out for the second inning. Due to pitch eligibility, he has surpassed that 35-pitch maximum. If you throw 35 pitches in an inning, you're not allowed to return the next inning, and Moik has surpassed that, which means that he will not be coming back out, and the Rafter is going to have to get some arms up and moving. As the first pitch to Josh Arquette misses low and away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And, well, when you walk 4 batters, you're going to throw a lot of pitches. And Trevor Moik has just got to get back on the right track here. 1-0 the count, and the pitch coming inside misses for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And even though it's been a rough first inning for him, Moik could still salvage it and at the very least get out of this inning to keep it a 2-run game. But bases loaded and only one out in the bottom of the first. Pitch on the way to Arquette in there for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. And Josh Arquette, you might remember a multi-home run game that he had earlier in the season against the Rafters. And so Arquette has certainly had his strong performances. Even so, though, outside of those 2 home runs, he has just 1 hit against the Rafters, although only played 3 games. A 3-1 count now to Arquette, is Moik will look to fire home, and the pitch outside, ball number 4, fifth walk of the first inning, and Moik just not finding the strike zone, as that sends home Dylan Schlotterbeck. And another RBI on the walk. Rodriguez goes to second. Max Solis goes to third on first. With that, a mound visit, as Manny Silva will head out to the hill to talk things over with his starting pitcher. And you really are just feeling rough with the weight accuracy not there from Trevor Moik. And he's had a couple of pitches that haven't been too close to the strike zone as well, and has not been the greatest appearance for Trevor Moik. And Moik, what you're looking at right now is, well, with the limited amount of pitchers, there is a chance that they would want to send him out in the game tomorrow if he can keep under 50 pitches. Doubt that that would happen. That's a starter, but it would still be in the playbook if you take him out under 50 pitches. Similar to the 35-pitch number, if he reaches 50 in a game, then he can't pitch the next 2 days. So now he'll face Zach Nolan as the first pitch misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. It's 3-0, the Woodchucks lead in the bottom of the first. One out, and the base is still loaded. Zach Nolan, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup as the first pitch, a ball. The second one misses low again. That one, not by much. 2-0 the count, and Trevor Moik, a little bit of sweat on his hands. He wipes it off as, man, it's a hot one out here, and that one just outside, called for ball number three, and a 3-0 count. Moik is not going to be happy about this, and Nolan just trying to keep the momentum alive. That one missed way inside, and a bases-loaded walk again. Sixth walk of the inning for the Router, and with that, it makes it now 4-0, and Moik will come out of the game. Not the start that you want to see, as Moik really struggled with his accuracy, and he will come out. So Ziggy out to the mound, takes out his starting pitcher, and Trevor Moik gives way to the relief pitcher, who looks like it's Aiden Aceta. But we'll see when we come back here. After a quick break, this is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To say the least, this game has not gone the way that thing for, as they are now turning to a relief. In the first inning, Trevor Moik not able to line one. Seta comes into the game. He inherits the bases loaded play in the bottom of the first. It's 4-0 the lead for the Woodchucks. And A.J. Buonasetta comes from Golden West College, the 6-foot, 200-pound right-hander, native of Kobe, Japan. He will hope to have another strong appearance as the right-hander fires home. First pitch in there for strike number one. Oh, and one the count, and about to bat around in less play. Oh, and one the count, and what is hoping for? Oh, and one comes outside. Now Conway, 1-1 count. And well, this season for him, it's been someone who struggled with accuracy. The season has struggled with accuracy, and hoping that he can turn it around as he got on a day what not to do. Pitch on the way home, hit all, and it gets on through past the diving glove of home. It'll be cut off at the pitcher's mound, Glenn Maud, and it's a two RBI single for Jake Berkland. Well, it's not a walk, but also not what rafters wanted to see. Zach Knowlton goes to third base from first. Josh Arquette and Dom Rodriguez each come around to score. It's now 6-0 Woodchucks in the bottom of the first. They have officially batted around. And with that, it right-handed hitting Noah Malone for the second time this game. There's one out and runners on the corners. A.J. Buonasetta hoping to turn it around. He has Malone up at the plate, and Malone showing bunt. He will pull back as it's called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Malone, he walked back in the on nine pitches. 0-1 the count, and on first base, it's Jake Berkland. On third, Zach Knowlton. Count looking back to second, Buonasetta fires, breaking ball in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and this has been big difference from Buonasetta. Nice to see him getting back on track as he's trying to find that accuracy. Even though he allowed the hit, you're just looking for him to get strikes right here. He's walked 20 batters in 14 2/3. This one hit out towards right field. It's caught. The throw coming in from Kobayashi. It's not in time, and it's a sacrifice fly as Zach Knowlton comes home to score on Malone's sacrifice fly. That makes it now a 7-0 lead for the end. The Woodchucks showing off that they want that playoff spot. With two games left for the Mallards and two games left for the Woodchucks, including the two active games right now, both of them are playing. The Mallards lead by a win. Runner on first base and two outs in the bottom of the first. Runner taking off. The pitch is low for ball number one and a stolen base for Jake Berkland as he takes off for second. 1-0 the count. Smith Johnson and CSJ, as he is known, has not had an official at-bat as he drew a walk back earlier in the first inning. 1-0 count. Misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Runner on second is Jake Berkland, and that stolen base, the first of the game for the Woodchucks, but they've had too much traffic on the base paths to really see attempts this game. Righty-righty matchup between SJ and Buonasetta. Buonasetta fires home, breaking ball in there on the inside edge of the plate, called for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Buonasetta, a redshirt freshman, native of Irvine, California. He went two innings pitched against Fond du Lac and allowed four runs. 2-1 count. Misses low for ball number three, a 3-1 count. But before that, he had gone four straight innings across three games, allowing just one earned run. 3-1 the count. Runner taking off from second. Breaking ball is high for ball number four. A stolen base for Jake Berkland, and there are now runners on the corners with two outs in the bottom of the first. Dylan Schlotterbeck will step up to the plate. That is the seventh walk of the inning issued by the Rafters. And after accuracy has been a problem this season, it is being exemplified tonight. Brings up the right-handed hitting Dylan Schlotterbeck with runners on the corners and two away in the bottom of the first. Already 7-0 Woodchucks. Righty-righty matchup between Schlotterbeck and Buonasetta. Runner taking off from first. Pitches in there for a strike. Stolen base for CSJ. And he just continues to rob those bases. That is his favorite thing to do out there as he continues to add to his total. That stolen base was his first of the season as this one is hit out towards center field. Deep out there, now slowing down at the warning track, leaping. Did he make the play in center field? Yeah, he did. By River Lindsay to take away an extra base hit by Dylan Schlotterbeck, and that does it for the bottom of the first. The Woodchucks end up scoring seven, though. They do so two hits. There were no errors from the Rafters, and there were two left on base. We go to the second. It's 7-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I love playing sports. Especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, that first inning was a little bit longer than Rafters fans were hoping for, but finally it's over. So hoping for some new life here in the second inning. It's already 7-0 Woodchucks, and the Rafters are going to have their work cut out for them at the very least. Trevor Moick, their starter, was pulled out of the game. However, we do have a final line from him as he ended up going 1/3 of an inning pitched. He allowed 7 runs. All 7 were earned on 1 hit, 6 walks, no strikeouts. He faced 8 batters on 44 pitches before handing it over to A.J. Buonasera. Buonasera was able to work out of that inning without a run on his line, but still did allow a couple of inherited runners to come across. And so it's 7-0 in the top of the second as Peyton Bryant will step into the batter's box to take on Grant Parson. First pitch from Parson is low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Bryant will be followed by Lachlan Maude and Mike Monum in the top of the second. And the Rafters hoping to spoil the end of the season for the Woodchucks. However, it's really going to be up to the Green Bay Rockers to as the 1-0 count is fouled back. If Madison wins all of their two games the rest of the season, grounder goes back up the middle, and that's going to be a ground out, 1-3, as it was pretty easily fielded by Grant Parson. It was a check swing from Bryant that he just left the bat extended on, and it bounced off the bat back to the mound. One away in the top of the second inning, and it brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with the bases empty, still 7-0 Woodchucks lead in the top of the second. And Maude, the right-handed hitting first baseman, righty-righty matchup between him and Parson. First pitch in there for strike number one, 0-1 the count. And mentioned it because entering today, the Mallards had 3 games left on their season, whereas the Woodchucks just 2. Second pitch of the at-bat by Maude is fouled back, 0-2 the count. However, the first game of a doubleheader was played today, and the Mallards won. They're playing the second one now. Breaking ball is fouled back once again by Maude, just able to get a piece of that. So still an 0-2 count. Mike Monum is on deck and hoping to turn his season around. It has been a rough one for him, but it has also been a rough one for Maude. Not quite as rough as Mike Monum's. 0-2 count. in there, called strike three, and that takes care of Lachlan Maude for the second strikeout of the game for Grant Parson. Brings up Mike Monahan with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the second. Still a seven-run Woodchucks lead, and Mike Monahan, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Parson. First pitch from Parson, and called for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Monahan enters this game really struggling from the plate, and he's batting just 0-81 as the pitch there to Monahan is a strike, so now 1-1. Pitch on the way home is fouled back, a 1-2 count, and Mike Monahan did have a three-hit game earlier in the season back against Lakeshore on July 31st, but those are his only hits of the year. 1-2 the count coming home, misses outside for ball number two, now a 2-2 count. And well, I was talking with Mike before the game, and Monahan, he knows he's been struggling. It's been five games since his last hit. He's gone the last five without one. 2-2 count, swing and a miss, that's strike number three. And Monahan told me the streak's going to end today, although it doesn't there. Third strikeout of the game from Grant Parson. And in the second inning, the Rafters go three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. 7-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
A.J. Buonasetta hoping for a strong inning here. Back in, he allowed one walk, although no runs on his line as the right-hander. Will now take on a tough part in the Woodchucks batting order. They're 4, 5, and 6 batters. That's Max Solis, Braden Mazzucano, and Dom Rodriguez due up in the bottom of the second. It's 7-0 Woodchucks here, and the Woodchucks scored those 7 runs in the first inning thanks in part to 7 walks that were issued by the Rafters pitching staff. 6 of them by Moik, 1 by Buonasetta, and the first pitch on the way home misses outside for ball number 1. 1-0 the count. Max Solis was one of the 7 walk recipients. Sorry, 6 walk recipients. One of them walked twice. That was Christian Smith-Johnson. 1-0 the count. Righty-righty matchup, and a breaking ball nearly hits him, but he ducked below it. Now a 2-0 count. And Solis, he's got 13 home runs on the year, and I think not only was he avoiding that pitch so that he could not get hurt, he was avoiding it because he probably wants to get a swing in. Lead for the Woodchucks, and they can play loose here. 2-0 count, it's fouled back, and now a 2-1 count. That was a chick swing from Solis on a pitch that missed inside, but got in on his hands right at the base of the bat. So now a 2-1 count. Braden Mazzucano was the only batter retired by Trevor Moik back in that first inning. And he comes up next, so hoping for more of that as the breaking ball misses over the back of Solis once again. 3-1 the count. Solis add to his total and at the very least get on base. I'm sure he'll be fine with a walk, but he'd like a little bit more. 3-1 the count, and I'm sure he'll be swinging if he gets a pitch to hit. Juan Aceta bringing it home, and that one upstairs for ball number 4, and a second walk of the game for Max Solis, and that is the 8th walk issued by the Rafters. And they haven't even gone through more than one inning pitched. Brings up the left-handed hitting Braden Mazzucano with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Not the way that the Rafters wanted their penultimate game of the season to go. Looking more and more like the Woodchucks are going to have a dominant game here, especially with Grant Parson on the mound. I mean, a dominant pitcher who's already shown off the stuff. First pitch to Mazzucano misses outside. 1-0 down. And Mazzucano, left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty and Juan Aceta. And the pitch on the way home. 1-0 in there for a strike. It's now 1-1 the count. And Juan Aceta trying to calm down. The 1-1 count is fouled back. Now we get a lead in the count. 21 to do. Mazzucano, even though he was the only batter retired by Moy, he saw 7 pitches flying out to left field on the 7th. 1-2 the count now. And the pitch from Juan Aceta gets a swing and a miss for strike number 3, and that does it for Braden Mazzucano. First strikeout of the game from A.J. Juan Aceta, and it brings to the plate Dom Rodriguez with a man on first and one out in the bottom of the second. Runner on first is Max Solis, and a righty-righty matchup between Rodriguez and Juan Aceta. Aceta taking his time, now firing the pitch in there for strike number 1. 0-1 the count, and Rodriguez, the right-handed hitter, as the 0-1 count comes home and misses inside. 1-1 the count. So 1-1 the count to Rodriguez. Pitch coming home, misses outside, misses off the glove of Peyton Bryant. So now a 2-1 count. And with that, Max Solis will head over to second base on the wild pitch. 2-1 the count with one away and a runner on second for the Woodchucks. Dom Rodriguez up at the plate, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him. 7-0, Chuck's lead out of the second. 2-1 count coming home. It makes it 2-2. Rodriguez walked back in the first inning. And that is the only plate appearance he has so far. 2-2 the count. And Juan Aceta, the Rafters are really going to need some length out of him, as he had to come in back in the first inning to relieve the starter. This one popped up out towards left field. Should be in foul territory. The question is whether or not they'll be able to reach it. Actually, it stays fair as it blows back, and Mike Monum is underneath it to make the play for out number 2. Brings up Josh Arquette to the plate with a man on second and 2 outs. Still 7-0, the lead for the Woodchucks. And Josh Arquette, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Juan Aceta. Juan Aceta hoping to bring some clarity to the pitching staff, as he so far has been a lot more accurate with this stuff than normal, as that pitch misses inside for ball number 1. Well, I shouldn't say that. He still struggled a little bit with the accuracy, but he's been able to limit the damage out of it. 1-0 count, and the pitch coming home is called on the outside edge for strike number 1. Now a 1-1 count. On second, it's Max Solis. And Josh Arquette up for the second time this game. He walked and had an RBI with the bases loaded his first time up, as that one clips the lower outside corner for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And Buonasetta hoping to finish it off. He needs just one more strike. 1-2 coming home. This one's hit out towards left field on a line. Monum is there, though, and reaches up to grab it on the liner for out number three. So that does it for the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the third. It's 7-0 the Woodchucks lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Grant Parson has continued to look like an ace for the Woodchucks as he has gone through the first couple of innings just dominating the Rafters lineup. And so in the top of the third, the Rafters are going to be seeing their 8-9-1 batters due up. It's 7-0 the lead for the Wausau Woodchucks as they scored all seven of those runs in the first inning off of the line of Trevor Moik. A real rough start for the Rafters pitcher. Oh, so good entering this game, but that ERA going to skyrocket after that performance. So, hoping for more clarity on the offensive side, the Rafters are going to need it to happen, but Grant Parson might not be the man to allow, so at the very least, you're hoping to work up his pitch count. First one on the way to Christian Bermudez is in there for strike number one. Bermudez will be followed by Seth Spencer, and then back up to the top of the card for River Lindsay. 0-1 count to Bermudez, swing and a miss for strike number two, now an 0-2 count, and Parson three strikeouts in the first two innings. Struck out the last two batters in a row, and trying to make it three in a row. 0-2 count coming home. It's fouled back by Bermudez, able to stay alive. Still an 0-2 count, and Seth Spencer on deck. I'm excited to get to see him because Spencer going to be seeing his first plate appearance in the Northwoods League. 0-2 the count, and Parson pitch home. Misses high and tight. Ball number one, and Bermudez saw flashbacks to the game where he got hit in the face by a pitch. Kept him out of a few games. 1-2 count, though, and Parson this time once again misses over his head. 2-2 the count. And Bermudez avoiding getting hit in the head by a pitch. Right-handed hitting shortstop, righty-righty matchup, and the 2-2 count this time misses high and not inside. It's a 3-2 count. Bermudez able to fight back from down 0-2. He's staying patient up there, but can't watch one. 3-2 the count. It is swung on and belted foul down the left field line, so still a 3-2 count. Pitch number 8 of the plate appearance coming up next. And Christian Bermudez hoping to keep things rolling along here. Bermudez, one of the recent Rafters additions, and he's gotten a hit in his last two, reached base in the last four as he pops one up toward the middle infield, reaching back to shallow outfield. The shortstop, Berkland, is there and makes the catch for out number one. brings up Seth Spencer to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the top of the third inning. Still 7-0 the Woodchucks lead, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Seth Spencer. Lefty-righty matchup between Spencer and Parson, and the first pitch outside called for ball number one. And Seth Spencer, his first plate appearance, a left-handed pitcher, also a left-handed batter. First time we get to see it, 1-0 count. Misses again, called for ball number two, 2-0 the count. Spencer has been taking batting practice with the team the past couple of days. And I mentioned it in the pregame interview with him today. He's hit some real bombs over the wall, and he takes that one on a check swing, called for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Spencer, he's been a great pitcher this year for the Rafters. Mentioned he comes out of the bullpen as the 2-1 is a check swing, and it misses high for ball number three. 3-1 the count, and Spencer in batting practice hit the scoreboard back at Witter Field a couple days ago. 3-1 count, laced out towards right field, and that gets down for the first hit of the game for the Rafters. Would you look at that? It's the Rafters pitcher who shows off the hitting ability and follows in suit with Tony Torres from earlier in the year. Seth Spencer able to get the offense moving. Would you look at that? Brings up the top of the card, River Lurst, and one out in the top of the third inning. 7-0 the lead for the Woodchucks, but River Lindsay at the plate takes the first pitch high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And I mean, that thing was laced by Seth Spencer. That wasn't a bloop hit. It was a rocket out towards right center field. Not a great launch angle. If it had a chance that with that power, it might have left the park. Not sure, though. Would have been close. Maybe just a fly out. 1-0. That one, a slower pitch that drops in there for strike number one. Now a 1-1 count. So Seth Spencer over on first base. And the left-handed hitting River Lindsay makes it back-to-back lineup. No other lefties in the lineup for the Rafters other than these two. 1-1 count coming home, and a bunt placed down the third baseline, but foul. So now a 1-2 count, and Lindsay drew a walk back in the first inning, eventually stole second as well. He's been a great base runner for the Rafters, and you want to see him on base, but with Seth Spencer on first, you have no idea what you've got on the base paths. He hasn't seen an at-bat in a long time. And not many when he did. 1-2 count, misses inside. Now a 2-2 count. However, I'll do if I can figure out how many stolen bases that he had as a batter. Played at St. Pat back in NAIA, and he did not steal a base there in his 25 games, but he did back in 2020 for Riverside. Pickoff move back to first, make sure that's move. Spencer stole one base, not stealing, back in JUCO in 2020 at Riverside. It's been 5 years since a stolen base for Seth Spence. 2-2 the count, and the pitch coming home misses high and outside. Number three, a 3-2 count. And in collegiate play, Spencer, you have to go back to 2022, the last time that he got a hit. Guy that played for U Indy, Riverside Community College, and St. Cat's. Now at the plate, River Lindsay, though, who's played for Rock Valley his years. He sends a high fly ball out towards right field. Absolutely smoked in the air. Is it fair? Is it foul? A moonshot, and it is out of here. The first home run of his Rafters career. A two-run shot for River Lindsay, who remains red hot. Oh, man. He will touch them all. That one was absolutely crushed, and I don't know what the launch angle of that one was, but I would honestly guess over 45 degrees. That thing was straight up to the sky. Two-run shot makes it now 7-2, the Woodchucks lead, and River Lee crosses home along with Seth Spencer. A five-run game now, and the first pitch to Jake Beauchesne misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting today, second baseman, although normally outfielder, for the Rafters. Righty-righty matchup. 1-0 count, check swing. Did he go? It missed high. No, he didn't. 2-0 the count. O'Shane 0-for-1 on the game. Back in the first inning, he popped out to the pitcher in foul territory. Grant Parson had trailed over toward the Rafters dugout. 2-0 count. Misses a little bit low. Now 3-0 in O'Shane showing off the plate discipline. I mean, Grant Parson this season, you look at what he has done, and he had allowed just one home run this year, as that one is in there for strike number one, 3-1 the count. That one home run is part of the reason why he's allowed 5 earned runs, as this one is hit high in the air out towards left field, but won't leave the park. Is running up on it is Mazzucano, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with 2 outs and the bases empty in the top of the third. 7-2 the Woodchucks lead, and Landon Gaz, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Parson. And Parson just trying to get through the third inning here as the first pitch on the way to Gaz misses inside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Gaz 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. 1-0 count coming home. That one on the outside corner called for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Grant Parson, he had a no-hitter going up until the single from Seth Spencer, back-to-back hits, and now it's a pop back foul from Landon Galley. 1-2 the count. Trying to get back on track here, it has really only been those two batters, the lefties, that have done damage. River Lindsay and Seth Spencer, the only lefties in the lineup. The two of them have combined to go 2-for-2 with a home run, a walk, and a single. Swing and a miss, though, from Gaz, and that's strike number three against the righties. Parsons got 4 strikeouts and not a single batter allowed. So through the third inning, the Rafters scored 2 hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 7-2, the Woodchucks lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Pander will take over for his third inning of action. He's gone through an inning and two-thirds so far, and in those inning and two-thirds, he has not allowed a run, and Buonasetta trying to keep things rolling along here. The right-hander will take on the 8-9-1 batters in the lineup for the Woodchucks. That's Zach Knowlton, Jake Berkland, and Noah Malone. First pitch to Knowlton is inside, called for ball number one, 1-0 the count. The Rafters trail at 7-2 in the bottom of the third. Their 2 runs both came back in the top half of this inning as that pitch way outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and A two-run home run from River Lindsay, his first homer of the season for the Rafters. Stays red hot from back-to-back pregame interviews who got on base. Those are the only two batters for the Rafters who have. Not saying I'm taking any credit for it, but, you know, maybe not a coincidence. On the outside edge there, Knowlton called for strike number one, 2-1 the count. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. 2-1 the count, and a righty-righty matchup between Knowlton and Buonasetta. Pitch comes home, pops him up, but straight back and should reach out of play as that one will reach, and a fan makes a nice catch there. 2-2 the count, and Zach Knowlton has an RBI on a walk that he drew back in the first inning. He was the last batter that Trevor Moick saw before he was taken out of the game. A.J. Buonasetta came in and took over for him as a 2-2 count. Gets a check swing, but fouled back. So still a 2-2 count. Buonasetta's stuff has looked really good here, and he's been really improved on the accuracy this game. 2-2 the count, and to keep that rolling along as the pitch comes home, but misses low for ball number three. And that has been the focus for him. And Buonasetta, a guy who has focused on pitching through his career, and similar in the way to Seth Spencer, not really a two-way player, although Spencer did back in the early parts of his collegiate career as the 3-2 count, misses low and outside for ball number four and a 7-pitch walk to Zach Knowlton. Third walk issued by A.J. Buonasetta, not starting off the third inning quite with the same accuracy, although he threw a few strikes there. Knowlton had to foul one off with two away, but he's able to draw the walk, and it brings up Jake Berkland with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the third. Still a 7-2 lead for the Woodchucks, and runner taking off from first pitches outside, and a throw comes down for Peyton Bryan as he can't get it into his hand in time. 1-0 the count, and a stolen base for Zach Knowlton. Another stolen base there, and they continue taking him off. Back in the first inning, Jake Berkland stole two bases. In the second, you saw CSJ, Christian Smith-Johnson, steal one, and then here in the is now stolen one. 2-0 the count now to Berkland. Berkland, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. Buonasetta looking home. He fires, and the fastball is low for ball number three. 3-0 the count, and Buonasetta on the verge of another walk here. And the Rafters really struggling as a team with the walks. And we'll find a strike. And that pitch, though, upstairs for ball number four. And fourth walk issued in the game by A.J. Buonasetta. 10th walk from the Rafters, and they have two innings pitched. It has been rough in terms of accuracy, although last inning, a shutout frame from Buonasetta. He allowed the leadoff walk and then was able to work through the next three. But has to face now the top of the card for the Woodchucks, which is a very dangerous spot in the order to be. Noah Malone up at the plate, right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. Going, it's out inside, throw on down to third, and they got him. Oh, yeah. 1-0 the count, and a caught stealing of Zach Knowlton as it goes 2-5 on that, and Jake Berkland on the throw does take off for second base, however. So 1-0 count to Malone, runner on second and one out in the bottom of the third, and that one's going to plunk off of the back of Malone. First hit by pitch of the game, but the fifth free pass issued by A.J. Buonasetta. Brings up Christian Smith-Johnson to the plate with runners on first and second and one out in the bottom of the third. And Buonasetta looking home with the right-hander, Christian Smith-Johnson at the plate. The first pitch on the inside hitch for strike number one, and on the throw back, Jake Berkland saw an opportunity, and he just took off for third. So he steals third base. Wow. Peyton Bryant was behind the plate, and on the throw back, this one hit down towards right field. Down the line, will it stay fair? No, it won't. Just hooks foul. And now an 0-2 count to CSJ. So Smith Johnson going to have to work back from it. The Woodchucks have just two hits this game, but the walks have been the story as this one's laced over to right, and that one gets on through for their third hit of the game. It drives in one as rounding for third is Noah Malone, and he's in there. So an RBI single from Christian Smith Johnson, and runners remain on the corners for the Woodchucks. It's now 8-2 Wausau in the bottom of the third. Noah Malone goes to third base. Christian Smith Johnson on first, and Jake Berkland came home to score. Brings up Dylan Schlatter back with runners on the corners and one out in the bottom of the third. 8-2 the lead for the Woodchucks. Righty-righty matchup between Schlatterback and Buonasetta as the first pitch misses low and outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Schlatterback, the third baseman for the Woodchucks, up for the third time this game. He batted twice in the first inning, but ended it with his fly out to center field. Deep center field at that. And runner taking off from first. The throw on down to second. The tag not applied in time as the shortstop for the Rafters, Christian Bermudez, was not quite able to apply the tag. And a stolen base, another one for Christian Smith Johnson. They now have runners on second and third, and a 1-1 count to Dylan Schlatterback. Second is Smith Johnson. Third is Malone. 1-1 count. Gets a foul tip for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Schlatter back up for the third time this game. He has one of the three Woodchucks hits. Singled back in the first inning. His first at bat of the first inning, I should say. 1-2 the count. And the pitch from Buonasetta outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And Buonasetta trying to find his accuracy here. That was his 20th pitch of the inning, so he is getting up there and has got to start getting outs. No double play in order as first base is empty. 2-2 the count. Buonasetta looking home, and the pitch coming in. This one's hit out well towards center field. On the run, Lindsay. Will he get underneath it? Yes, he will. Grabs it in and throws it back in. However, it will bring in the run on the sacrifice fly. It was a very well-hit ball, and for a second, thought it had a chance to at least hit off of the wall, if not get out of here, but River Lindsay able to track it down. A sacrifice fly sends home Noah Malone, and it keeps Christian Smith Johnson on second. With that, though, Rafters pitching coach Manny Silva chat with Buonasetta. That sacrifice fly is the first batter retired of the inning, although the inning did catch Zach Knowlton trying to take off for third earlier. In this inning, there have been three stolen bases for the Woodchucks, and so they have been able to just keep them moving on the base paths. Part of the reason why they lead 9-2 in the bottom of the third. Able to match the offensive production of the Rafters here as those two runs have come across on an RBI single from CSJ and an RBI sac fly from Dylan Schlatterback. Now at the plate, the right-handed hitting Max Solis, righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch high and tight for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Max Solis steps in with a runner on second and two away in the bottom of the lead for the Woodchucks. And Solis takes the 1-0 count on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Solis, he's got two walks this game. Walked in the first and second innings. In the first, it was a bases-loaded walk. And the pitch coming home misses low for ball number two. Now 2-1 the count. Solis, his last at-bat, took a lot of pitches over his head by A.J. Buonasetta that he had to duck out of the way from. So Buonasetta now trying to go back to the other side and able to find that spot for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. The sun is behind some clouds out there in left field, and so slowly cooling down here. It was 86 degrees at first pitch as this one is a base runner over toward third, and it gets on through into left field. A hit and run RBI single for Max Solis as Christian Smith-Johnson was taking off for third and comes around to score on Solis' RBI single. That makes it now a 10-2 lead for the Shucks, and with that, Ziggy will step out to the mound. The Rafters manager will pull Buonasetta out of the game, and that does it for his night. So we will go ahead and take a break as a new pitcher will come in for the Rafters. Their third pitcher, it's 10-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Not the end to the night that A.J. Buonasetta was hoping for, as he really struggled here. The eyes for the Woodchucks have them up 10-2 in the bottom of the third, and they will get to face Kenny Schultz, the new pitcher in the game for the Rafters, as Schultz will take over for Buonasetta, who went 2 1/3 innings, and it was a needed 2 1/3 innings as Trevor Moik recorded just one out in his start, but Schultz takes over with an inherited runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the third. Three runs have already come across this inning. First in there for strike number one. Braden Mazzucano up at the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup between Mazzucano and Schultz. And Schultz back out to work here as the pitch hits the outside edge for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count. Hasn't been the best season for Schultz, and thought for a second he wasn't going to get another chance to pitch as that one misses outside and goes all the way to the backstop. And taking off to second is Solis on the wild pitch. So now a 1-2 count to Mazzucano. Schultz pitched just 2 days ago, getting the start against Fond du Lac in the Rafters' home finale. He allowed two earned runs, three runs in total in his one inning pitched. He had hit that 35-pitch limit in the first inning, which didn't allow him to come back out for the second. That pitch outside, now a 2-2 count. In that game, it did not start going his way as he allowed four hits and two walks in the inning, although was able to get out of it. 2-2 count, misses outside for ball number three, and Braden Mazzucano trying to get on base for the first time this game, the only Woodchuck not to have reached. And 0-2 this game. He's got a strike last time up. Breaking ball is fouled away, so he fights one off to stay alive. And Kenny Schultz, maybe not fond memories of Wausau. The last time that he pitched here was the one that ended up getting him waived from the roster. an intern with the Rafters. He started the season here and then got signed to a temporary contract. 3-2 count, laced on the ground over towards the right side of the infield. Picked up at second, throw to first is in time, and a 4-3 putout takes care of Braden Mazzucato for the third out of the third inning. In the third inning, three runs come across for the Woodchucks. They score those three runs on two hits. There were no errors from the Rafters, and there was one left on base. We go to the fourth, and a 10-2 Woodchucks lead here on WFHR with Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of